Good morning, MGTOW men. Whoa. What a cold start. Yeah, good news. It's comes in a little tube that's about that long and is more about that sort of size in diameter, you know, the diameter type thing. An aluminium tube. And it's a dental type thing, so when you pull a bloody filling out, you know, oh, that's a nice bit of toffee. Oh, there goes my filling. Well, to get that is about $16 Australian plus freight. And, oh, who do I fucking... But I have no idea what this is or where it's from or what it's for. But see that little pill? You only need about that much, maybe that, maybe about that much to twice that much in it to fucking repack a filling, right? And so that means that, you know, it's say $10 freight and $16 for the tube of stuff. This is toothpaste, you know what I mean? It's a little bit sort of longer, but it's about that diameter and it's about that long, you know. That means all those tubes are... This is like trying to squeeze cement out of a fucking pimple. It, you know, like trying to squeeze set cement out of a pimple. And it's very, 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 very fucking expensive, you know. Your little 8 grams of fucking paste. So what I did is I buy... Not often, but see these little glass tubes? Got to have a look around my fucking microphone. Yeah. See these little glass tubes, right? What I did is I squeezed. They have for some special things. They have their uses, and so, you know, those 10 little bottles or 20 little bottles or whatever, you know, they'll last a long time, okay? But what I did is I got one of these. These are, what are they called? Without a fucking cap in it, all right? That's what they look like, you know. And by cap, I mean a dropper type attach. I've enlarged that. I've reboard that, actually, you know. Yeah, without that little fucking... It's supposed to be for essential oils and shit like that, you know. So without that little plug in that, you can pull the plug out. And what I did was I filled it with the remainder of that paste from that tube that has, you know, like you got a, you know, I've got a few muscles on me, you know what I mean? But this is like, just to squeeze out a little string of this fucking paste, you know? So I had to access this the other day. And if the seals... And if the seals, see that? If the surfaces are kept very, very, very fucking clean, this won't absorb atmospheric moisture. And it should preserve for a long time. But anyway, I had the access some of the dental paste in that tube, and it was fine. It was in good condition. So we know that works. Maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, it won't. But I'm not going, oh, $16 plus $10 transport every 2 or 3 years, you know, every time I need to repack the filling or whatever. That's a $26, $26, $26, you know, 3 or 4 times. That's $100 fucking, you know. But by sealing it properly in a proper little container, I've still got my initial purchase value. You know, and I haven't had to make phone calls. I haven't had to do all the time to make the fucking phone calls, the financial transfers, to all do, you know, contacting people to do the pickup, fucking, you know, just all the fucking shit. So, you know, it's not just the money, it's all the extra time taken with the money, you know. So that's a good thing. You know, and I thought, I haven't been sort of out anywhere for like a fucking month or something. And I thought I could go to one of those little roadside fucking takeaway diners, sort of get fuel and get all this other sort of stuff, you know, get some food and that. But I thought, well, you know, it's about $7 for the coffee, about $7 for a fucking, or $8 maybe, for a pie, meat pie, Australia, you know, with cheese or whatever. And a salad roll, you know, the thin fucking bread, and they just wrap them up, you know, wrap the filling up. And all up, that comes to about $23, you know. And I thought, for $23, it's a little bit of expensive up this way, but I could buy 2 kilos of cheddar cheese, blocks, you know, for around the same price. That and some vegetables would last me, say, about 1 kilo every 4 or 5 days. And that would last me, you know, like 2 kilos would last about 8-9 days of cheese. And, you know, or 1 kilo of fucking cheese would last about 5 days, and I can get vegetables and onions, you know, like a cabbage and some onions and some, what are those things, cucumbers, tomatoes, you know what I mean? And, you know, so that's the other way to look at that sort of thing, is that takeaway food is very fucking expensive, and you're paying for the food, you're paying for the people to make it, you're paying for the service, you're paying for the refrigeration, and, you know, all these other costs in order to bring this stuff to you, you're paying for it. I have no idea what that little white pill is for. That's got me fucked, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so this is the sort of laws of economics, you know. You know, that's a sort of, we'll get that around there. Yeah, so these are the laws, that's about fucking perfect. So these are the laws of economics, you know. You know. And, this is how it goes. Yeah. All right, MGTOW man. That's the hallelujah moment for today.